If you've not heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Music, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with minimal listenership. Everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So don't let this opportunity pass by. Download the free Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm to get started. Your future is waiting on you. Start with Anchor. Now stay tuned for the We Game podcast.
Grow, align, manifest, and evolve. Are you ready to game? This is the We Game podcast.
Welcome to the We Game podcast. It's your boy Adio. We game, we grow, we align, we manifest, and we evolve. As you know, all of my stuff is impromptu, just an everyday thing. So I'm sitting here with Raven, that's all you need to know. And we talking about why people do stuff just for the money and how money affects you. Boop, carry on.
So it wasn't even about building a relationship with me or trying to, you know, get back on the level we was when we was kids and just grow. It was just, can I have this? Or do you have this? Or do you have that? And you know, in the beginning, I didn't care. Okay, boom, But as time went by, and we still in communication, it's just all about money. Every text message, you know, every phone call, money. And I gradually just start falling back from this particular person. Like, it's no love lost. I love you. We family, but I'm not an ATM. I get up. You got the same 24 hours I do. I get up. I go to work. And I have bills that I pay. And I have other things in life that I like to do that cost. Because nothing is free. And that's that right there just like, yeah, I ain't dealing with you if you just want to. You just want my money. Because I'm not going to just, I don't know. It started, like I said, it started off with me just giving it. All right, we good. You ain't not paying back.
But then they start taking you for granted.
Yeah. That's how you view it after it had happened 4 or 5 times.
Did you ever address it?
Nah, because this particular person,
we
was growing on the just, we, like, you know, we used to be cool when we was kids. Let's get back on that level. And we just started our small conversation. Like, how many kids you had by your husband now? How long you been together? You know, we asked me questions about my wife. And then it went from, can you help me with my light bill? And I'm like, shit, I ain't doing no children. Boom. Oh, my daughter got a cheer event coming up. Ooh, dude, ooh, can you help? I'm boom, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't think that it's worth the conversation before you cut them off? Are you?
I'm not. I mean, yeah. But I haven't technically all the way cut them off. It's just me responding so fast to their text messages or me getting back with them ASAP has slowed down. Like, at first when we was texting, it was, I'm texting you right back. Because the average person can't lie and say they don't have their phone in their hand 99% of the time of the day.
So, let me tell you something. That right there, people, and that's how come I get frustrated with communication. Because just be bold enough to say that you don't want to talk right now or don't lie and say you didn't have your phone, because everybody be having their phone. They just, well, not everybody. I can't speak for everybody, but a lot of people carry their phones with them all the time. I don't always have my phone, but even when I get to it, it's not long before I get to it. And when I get to it, I don't mind hitting back people when they hit me back.
The communication on that just slowed down. Like, I respond, but it's not as brief as it was in the beginning.
Not as quick.
No, it's not as quick. I'm going to hit you when I feel like it. Because I don't know what your next question might be if I respond to what you doing. I don't know what to expect, but I do know what to expect. Because now I'm thinking, now all your actions to me are repetitive. It's the same thing. Like, you want something. And I don't have it to give. Like, and I'm not going to ask for it back. It ain't got nothing to do with my pride not asking for it back. If I done something for you, it shouldn't be an issue with you returning that love, just returning it without me asking. You should be like, hey, check your cash out. Or it should be a random Cash App.
Or maybe you should set a boundary.
I ain't know the boundary set. I'm not dealing with you on that level no more. You're gonna know that through my action.
But love is giving people. You can't assume that they know what you know.
That's true. But when actions speak louder than words, I can also show you.
But they only do the actions that they know what they've been taught. They only can go as far as they taught. Now, if you address it and then they keep doing it, now they don't have an excuse because you gave them a chance to correct it.
I mean, everybody deserves second chances, and I thought this was the second chance.
Well, the second chance.
Let me put this out there then. Like, growing up, I watched my mama take care of three families. Hers, my daddy, and three families, because you got her household, her family, and my daddy family. That's why I consider it three. You got three children and a husband, your mama and four sisters, and my daddy with his eight sisters and six brothers or whatever. So it's like growing up, everybody looked at my tea lady as a piggy bank. So it's like now with her kids, they view certain of us as piggy banks. And we say we don't have it, it's like, nah, you got it because who your mama is. But we all can say times change. Times change.
Well, like, and what you have don't mean that you have to give it. That's your choice, whether you want to give it or not. You know, just because you have something don't mean that you have to share it. It's going to be your choice whether you want to share it. But let's get back on what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you rekindle them with somebody and you haven't been around them for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all rebuilding, and there's a miscommunication of them calling you, asking you, like, you was doing it, but you didn't set a boundary. So you was just giving them money when they said you were saying mm-hmm. yes. So you kind of set the standard that you would say yes all the time. But if you tell them how you feel about it and have a conversation, then you rebuilding the relationship. But if you just walk away, you have to be accountable for the part you play.
You're right. Because I tell people that, so it'd be hypocritical for me to just, you're right, bro. So I owe that person communication and just let them know. You're right, bro. You're right. And I'm going to bring my new year.
Hold that thought, because somebody I was just thinking about cutting off calling me, interrupting my flow. Let me let him just go to voicemail, because I'm going to get back. Because he know he been acting. I could feel him acting all weird and crazy. All right, so what I said is if you have to be responsible for what standards you've set, so they might not know, they take you for granted for the experience they having with you. So, you know, you don't want to be hypocritical, like you said. You want to give them an opportunity to mm-hmm. to do better.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring in my new year and just, that's some weight off me. Even talking about it with you, that's just some weight off me, like, yeah. Because you think about it like, damn, I like kicking it with that person. I like talking to that person. And money is the root of all evil. I shouldn't let it come in between us. When I, like you said, I set the standards of saying yes.
Without boundaries. You say yes and you ain't say, hey, look, I'm saying yes, but I got this going on. I need this back. Or, you know, whatever deal you make with yourself, you might say to yourself, I can afford to lose this and I'm not worried about it. But to the person, you don't want to be taken advantage of, so you want to set a boundary and let them know, listen, I'm doing this from out of my heart. However, I need you to pay me back. Or maybe after the second or third time or at the point where you start feeling like they're taking you for granted, that's the point where you can say, hey, listen, I don't know if you mean to do this. I don't know what's going on. You know, I want to be there for you, but I need to get this clear the air. Because I'm starting to feel like you only reach out to me when it's beneficial monetarily. Other than that, we don't talk. And another part of that is, when do you reach out to them?
I text maybe every three or four.
Well, not literally when you reach out, but are you being as responsible for the relationship to reach out?
Yeah, because we planning a whole like family gathering. Yeah, I'm trying. I'm good morning text. How you doing? What the kids got going on today? Just trying to start basic life conversation.
You doing it. Not you trying it. You doing it.
I'm doing it.
All right. Because now let me tell you. This for the people listening. It is my belief that you don't try. You put forth effort and you do it. Trying it means you're not sure about it yet. So I'm trying. I'm going to try this food because I don't know what it tastes like. I ain't sure I'm not going to like it. So I'm going to try it. But putting effort to eat the plate don't mean you're trying to eat the plate. You're just going to eat as much as you can because you're putting forth effort. So you beyond trying it, you're putting forth effort to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you got to make sure that you're putting forth your effort. Yeah. And you got to also give yourself a little grace to be to be human. So you might not, it might not come to you right off the rip. You might have to talk to Audio, me, and then I bring some tips. And you're like, you know what? I didn't think of it like that.
Because I really didn't.
That's okay. It's okay that you didn't think of it like that. However, in the future, you realize that you give advice to people, and that some of the advice that you give, based on what you just said, you would be a hypocrite if you didn't give somebody else the same chance.
You're absolutely right.
So you want to give them a chance. And I'm glad it's a weight off your shoulders. You know, because sometimes we be carrying stuff that we don't have no business carrying. Or it's not, it don't have to be as deep.
Yeah.
Meaning facts. you can understand what it is by, you can do your part.
Because you, like, it's like, okay, everything started off like just so like fun. Like just the,
yeah,
was just
the
chopping
initial,
up about
the
yeah.
initial reconnection.
Yeah. And then once the money started playing a role, it shifted weird.
Right.
And it become like, damn, like why would, at first I'm thinking like, why would you wanna come back and then again I'm like, Well,
did you present yourself as, you got to be accountable for your words too. Did you present yourself like if you need anything?
We both did. Like,
but
that's,
that don't, just because you didn't need it don't mean that they
no,
didn't need
it. No, but I'm saying like that's just me. Like if you my guy, I got you. If you hungry and I'm the one with the money, I'ma feed us.
So what I'm saying is if that's the case, then they may be on their end thinking that y'all good. And based on what you said, they might not even realize. They may not be.
Nah, people realize when they take advantage of you.
Well,
know, sometimes you know what you
some
know
people
what you.
Intend to take advantage. Some people don't realize that their behavior can be perceived as them taking advantage because they might be, she might, he or she might have something else going on. They may be getting beat up by the extra person. They might only be asking you for a small portion of what they really need. You might not know the whole story.
Man, yeah, that's true.
So just think about how many times you didn't tell somebody the whole story. And they only knew part of the story. And then they thought that you meant something. But if they had to ask you the whole story, they'd be like, are you telling the whole story? And they're like, damn, I didn't even know you was going through that. I didn't even know that was... Okay, now it makes sense. But you got to at least take the time out to give people the benefit of the doubt. Family or people that you value, not just anybody.
Yeah.
If you value this person, you got to set, you got to get your ego out the way, and the ego come in with the money, and you got to defeat yourself. You got to defeat that ego and say, you know what, I'm gonna do this. No matter how it turn out, I'm gonna do my part. So I'm gonna go ahead and give them a chance to explain to me what's going on, you know, and let them know, you know, I'm here for them. But at the same time, since I've been an adult, I've been taken advantage of. And so I got to be careful and make sure that you're not doing it. But the quickest way to do it is not to assume that they're doing it. You just got to stop and get clarity. At least ask for clarity. Now, you can't be responsible for how they respond. And they can tell you something. They can say, okay, I understand you. And I'll be careful and I'll be more mindful when I'm doing that. You know, of when I'm doing that. Because I don't want you to feel like that. Oh, they can get offended. You don't know which way it's going to go because you're only in control of your actions. So your actions are the ones that's going to be, you know, that's what you're going to, that's all you can be is in control of your actions. And you can be what you're going to be. And you can mean what you're going to mean. But be careful with your words because sometimes words can mislead people.
True.
And actions too.
True.
So you got to get clarity. And if it's worth clarity, then it'd be worth clarity. It's kind of like I was just talking about my cousin. And then I gave you clarity. I said, you know, in actuality, I don't feel no kind of way. The thing is that, you know, you could call and say, but you don't owe me anything. So, you know, me feeling a way about not calling is just because I miss you. So that's just me talking noise is because I miss you.
Yeah.
That's me. That's the ego. Instead of saying I miss you, I say fuck that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But it's really because I miss you. But how many times people get feelings get hurt because they just couldn't say I miss you. Yeah. Or they couldn't say, you know what? I know I called you 10 times and asked for money. The real deal is that I owe this, so I got this going on, and I ain't want to tell nobody. And so now you understand why I'm calling you.
But at that point, when you really in need, Like, now you breaking it down to me. But, and in this situation, I can't help you.
Well, then, and that's fine. Now, once you say the truth, and if that's your truth, you can't help, then you say that. And you just give the honesty, your honesty. You live in your truth. If you can't help them, then ain't no consequence to that. Ain't nothing that. And hopefully that they give you the benefit of the doubt to know that you're telling them the truth and that you ain't holding nothing against them, but you can't fix everything because you got your own responsibilities and you got your own life that you want to live. And you don't owe it to anyone to do anything.
But that's the same thing, like, as in, well, not the same thing, but just say that particular person asked you for some money that day. You say no, but later on that day, you on Instagram or Facebook enjoying yourself. What, showing drinks, you got dressed up, you out to eat. You the topic of the discussion.
Well, this the thing. So you say if they ask you for money, you say you don't have it, and then you out doing what you do, putting it on Facebook and stuff. And this the whole thing. Facebook and Instagram not real, first of all. Not only that, just because I don't have something for you doesn't mean that I don't have it for what I already had planned for me. I don't have to explain myself.
But just what you said, that everybody, nobody really thinks like that. That a beggar, a person with their hand out, a leech, they not really thinking like that.
But you can't be responsible for their thoughts. What I'm saying to you is that, but you got to make sure that you're dealing with a beggar and a leech before you call them a beggar and a leech.
Well, yeah, that's true too.
Or else you just being judgmental.
Yeah, you right. You right. This feel good, shawty.
Yeah, you can't be, you know, judgmental if that's the case. If you got to give people opportunity to clear their name of what your thoughts are. Because we think whatever we want to think. That don't mean we know what's going on.
Yeah, true.
So some people think that, you know, they like, oh, he only doing certain people have, he got the favors and this. No, actually, I'm actually doing it what I told you. I said, your timing is good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no doc's appointment that day. I don't have this. And I need to do something. I got some bills I need to pay.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not about favor. Your timing was impeccable. And so now, somebody else might see you and say, oh, he answered your call, he didn't answer my call. Not only that, you have a history of showing up and not canceling. So you're dependable.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So everybody, sometimes people be charging people with stuff when they ain't did their own work. Or they ain't got the clarity to understand the situation in its entirety. It's different for people. And everything, don't nobody owe anyone anything, but if you love someone, or you care about them, you value them, then you give them the opportunity to get clarity on you or get clarity on what's going on. People look at my Instagram, my Facebook, they don't know a part of what I'm going through because I don't have to put that out there. Mm-hmm. That's not a real place. I put out there what I want to put out there. And we all do. And just because I put it out there don't mean I paid for it, don't mean I got it. That just means it is out there. You could perceive it however you want, but if you're prejudiced, then you're probably doing too much thinking about how I got to where I'm at and what I'm doing. Because the perception really is for you to not prejudge me. If you want to know something, ask.
True. 100% true.
We be projecting onto people. We project to people what we feel. And that don't mean that we right. Sometimes you be dead wrong. But like, I know he did this because he did this for her. Well, you don't know what this person mean. You don't mean the same thing to me as this person. And that's my choice.
Yeah.
I don't owe it to you to do nothing for you. I can do what I want to do with myself. With my work, with my body, with my money, mm-hmm. I'm free to make my choice. And if you really love me, then you just accept my choice. Especially if it's not done. I didn't hurt you by giving you something you ain't already had. And if you really wanted it or really needed it or really supposed to have it, I don't have to be the god of your universe or nothing. You're going to get it. If it's for you, you'll get it. Yeah. And I do what I can. Now, the other part of that is that I have to be honest with myself to make sure that I'm doing the best that I can if I say I care about you and I love you and I want to be there for you. Because I don't feel no way about what you see on Instagram and stuff because I'm living in my truth.
Me neither.
But if you feel a way of you thinking about what somebody think about you, is it because you could have did more? You haven't done more? Are you insecure about what you're doing? Be secure about what you're doing, and then you ain't thinking about what somebody is saying on Instagram. Because they just speculating. Really. Instagram for pictures. Facebook, social media is just for people to look and speculate. And they speculate, they draw conclusions. How you gonna draw a conclusion and make assumptions to some shit that you really not a part of? I have friends that taking me out and spend money on me. I'm talking about since I've been sick, and they ain't helped me pay no bills. I really rather them say, hey, can I help you with your rent? But I don't know their money, and I ain't tripping on a good time, so you ain't got to help me with my rent. I'm going to go out and go have a good time.
Yeah.
Somebody else might have looked at my Instagram and say, oh, he got it. He must got it. Not necessarily I don't have it. I just said I know how to adapt. And I'm not worried about it because it ain't nothing for me to worry about. It's going to work out because I got faith. And that I know. And so it's just temporary. Everything temporary. Even the feelings. Because as soon as you get what you need, you ain't thinking about the person who didn't give it to you.
What? You owe it to the nigga. Ah, man. This will be a good conversation, though. Bringing my new year in the right way.
We all taking our new year in one way or another. You know, so everything that I'm doing right now is about doing it with intent, being forgiven, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated, and then you don't have to worry about what everybody like. You just be what you want to be, and that's the best version of you. Mm-hmm. It's not important about what nobody else is doing, because you're doing what you're doing not for an incentive. You're doing what you're doing because it's the best thing for you to do. And it makes you the best person. And you feel good about what you're doing. And you feel good about yourself as you do it. And if you make the not so wise decision, your feeling might change. And you might start feeling bad about it. Or if you don't want to be judged, or you don't be a showboat. Don't put it out there for the judge.
That's true as well.
Otherwise, just don't worry about what people thinking.
Came a long way from that.
Because people gonna think what the hell they want to think. And they gonna say what the hell they want to say.
Yep.
But as far as your relationships, if you rekindle them, you got to be responsible enough to say, you know what, before I walk away, because I love you and I care about you, let me just try to clear the air. And then you got to also understand that it might not go the way that you want it to go. It might go the way that you want it to go. But if you go in there just expecting you to do what you need to do to be the best you, then what they do not going to matter.
Agreed.
You ain't got to argue. You ain't got to cry. You ain't got to fight. You ain't got to lie. You just say what the truth is. Be transparent about that.
I like that, Audio.
Well, good. I'm glad you like it. Now apply it.
Yeah, that's knowledge that I needed.
Well, we all need a little something.
Every day. I take a little knowledge every day, something new every day. That's a gem. I'm going to take it with me.
Well, yeah, that's good. Well, everybody have the opportunities to get gems every day. Mm-hmm. Somebody dropping some knowledge somewhere. We don't know it all, but there's all to know. Period. You can know as much as you pay attention to and learn. And part of it is about looking inside and not outside. That's the major part of it. You look inside so you can know how to react to outside. And not let outside be the dictator of your behavior. Or not let the outside be the dictator of your attitude. You in control of your emotions and your feelings.
Got you.
Yeah, because you know who you mean.
So it's okay for me to be upset when I feel like I let somebody get me out of character or let my emotions control me.
Well, you know, you gave them the power.
Yes.
Exactly. You gave them the power to make you react out of your character. You gave them the power. But you the one in control.
Mm-hmm.
So they just had the power to turn the control on or make you lose control. You actually have all the power if you keep it. People only have the power you give them. You can't. They can't. They can't make you do nothing. Ain't nobody make you. I ain't reacting like that because you did this to me. I don't curse people out. You made me curse you out. No, you curse people out and you blame it on other people.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody making you do nothing. You making you do it. Are you not allowing yourself to grow up and not do it? Because your ego in the way. So, you know, you doing it. We responsible for us. And the more responsible we are for us, the better it feels when you walk away from things that you know are beneath you.
Amen.
And that's that. We're going to end that on that. So that's it.
That was good, bro. Like, I'm going to start calling you.
I'm going to start charging you more.
I don't care. I'm going to start calling you.
Bro. My Cash App is $ Audio Cash. I do this from the heart. Don't get paid. If you want to donate, you feel like you learned something, you got a nugget, hey, drop it in the gym. Drop it in the box. Let me know. You can reach me on Facebook as Chris Henry. Instagram, Audio Speaks Art. Today, my person of interest is the legendary Raven. And that's all you need to know. Because other than that, we need to go. Goodbye. We Game Podcast.
You've been listening to the We Game Podcast with your host, Audio. Show your support for the We Game Podcast by donating to $ Audio Cash on the Cash App. Remember, you can listen to the We Game Podcast anytime on all streaming platforms. The We Game Podcast is part of a Grow production company.